Imagine I'm Madonna. Imagine I'm the Madonna. Dressed in blue. No, dressed in pink.
Hello, hello, hello. Check, check. Hello, everybody.
Welcome.
Welcome back to the House of Chills.
We have a very special guest today.
Hello. Dozer's here.
I was going to introduce you.
No, I don't care. Here to make the House of Chills way chiller.
Yes, this is one of my closest childhood friends.
We actually met 30 minutes ago. Very excited for the show, though.
Yeah.
Long time, first time.
Right. And we've actually been on his radio show once before, so this really feels like a full circle moment. Like, just, yeah, you.
My show?
Yeah, remember?
No, I'm joking.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Of course. And we're going to play some bangers from there.
And you and you can't curse.
Yeah, no cursing.
Of course, sorry.
you may notice that this is not our typical time slot, and that's because we're subbing a show.
They definitely noticed.
It's 6 p.m. on Saturday.
Everyone was like, "Where's my? What's usually at this time?" Do you have any idea?
And that was Greatest Hits by Jockstrap.
I imagine
the
some
song's
of you are disappointed.
Called Greatest Hits.
Do you think on average
is that
more
a little on the nose?
Do you think more listeners are disappointed right now that they're missing their usual 6 p.m.? Or do you think they're like excited for something fresh and new? And especially on a specialty episode.
Well, I'll tell you, whatever excitement you have, get ready to be let down. Okay?
No.
we are cooking up something fierce here. What's
next up? We have Infinity Repeating by Daft Punk.
Holy guacamole.
And yeah, I'd say this playlist is a overall kind of spring vibe.
Loosely.
I don't know if I've ever associated Daft Punk with spring in any way.
When we try to do themes for our shows, and some of us take it liberally, and some of us kind of try to take it more in a more grounded sense. And this feels like
I'm pretty liberal with it.
This feels like one of the more liberal.
I'm pretty liberal,
especially because you made 90% of it.
What?
Can you?
All right, let's get started.
I don't want any other. It's not true, it's not right, it's not how we used to do. It's not true, it's not right, it's not how we used to do. It's not true, it's not right, it's not how we used to do. It's not true, it's not right.
And we're back. That was
Sweetwater.
That was not Sweetwater.
That was not Sweetwater. That was Pitch the Baby by the Cocktail Twins off of Heaven or Las Vegas, which is an incredible album.
Dude, There's an $100 bill taped to the ceiling.
Do you think it's real?
Right? That's what I'm wondering. Right above
you. Directly above you.
And I think it's new.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that's real?
No.
Dear listener.
Listener. There's an $100 bill taped to the ceiling right now.
Dear basketball.
Oh, my God.
So,
the moment I was rolling.
The Dragon Warrior.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. So, let's talk about it.
Stupid. No, let's start it. Let's open it with a much simpler question. Who would win in a fight, a dragon or a panda?
But that's not. So there's a panda or a dragon to it. Pandas don't talk
to it, and then you gotta.
We should give some context. While the song was playing, we got into a little bit of a discussion about two of our favorite characters from select DreamWorks films, Po the Panda from Kung Fu Panda, which
Po the Dragon Warrior,
Po the Panda, and Toothless the Dragon from DreamWorks How to Train Your Dragon, and. Who would win in a fight? I mean, because me and Elliot are of the stance of obviously
the dragon warrior
kind bro. Of
would kind of step to a dragon.
It kind of comes with the.
He's called the Dragon Warrior. Why? Why would he be called the Dragon
they
Warrior?
They call him the Just Dragon Warrior because his strength is comparable to that of a dragon.
Not technically correct, so you are wrong.
So why do they
then
why do they call him
Dragon Warrior?
Because
do you
he
know?
Fights using dragon style. Okay,
is that
that's,
true?
Yes, bro. That's why all the Furious Five are all the freaking fighting styles, and he's the panda
the
who fights in the dragon style, and he gets like you know the dragon powers
yes,
or like
he
the
does.
Magic Dragon Warrior. But
is this like
this
base?
Is
are we
the
talking
point.
About base?
Even in this case scenario, his powers are comparable to a dragon, not the strongest dragon of all time. The goat, Toothless, literally the alpha dragon. Okay,
right.
But like
it's.
But did you see in the second Kung Fu Panda when he redirected the cannonball?
This so, is
I'm
such
just
a
that's a feat. That's a feat.
Take.
How do you
it's
see?
It's such a god awful take. You're right.
How do you see this fight going for Toothless
in this world of ancient China, where Po successfully took down the first ever cannon? Okay, made by a peacock.
Cannon.
Okay, he did that. You're gonna put that against a dragon who shoots lava and plasma and can fly.
Well, let's not
Po
forget.
Struggles to go upstairs.
Did any of us?
Let's get to the point.
Did any
let's
of us
get to the point?
When he locks in, he locks in.
POV: Toothless flies to the top of the Jade Palace. Po,
never
35
becomes,
minutes
never
later,
becomes the Dragon Warrior.
Toothless has, Toothless has
a Toothless is a dragon.
Toothless
he
Loki has aid.
Dragon style.
Toothless Loki has aid. Like he needed a man-made
right. Does Toothless
tail.
Have his tail? Is Toothless tail working?
If in this case scenario,
we got
then it would have to. If you're saying Toothless doesn't have a tail, because the only reason he has a tail is because Hiccup hurt him, and then made him a tail.
Right.
So what I'm hearing is Hiccup. Is stronger than Toothless. This is a scaling that's happening.
Toothless lost to this, like, dude. And Po can actually use dragons, presumably, to fight?
Allegedly.
Can we look... Can we get...
Listener...
Po does not use dragons! What are you talking about?
Po
like,
uses a
Like, what
dragon.
Are you talking about?
He becomes
about?
That big dragon
What
when
are
he
you
fights
talking
him?
About? When they're in the spirit realm! There's 0% chance they ever end up in the spirit realm. Because how do
Zero?
You get a dragon?
It seems like they ended up there that time.
Yes, because Po had to wooshy finger hold himself, little bro.
Right.
He literally had to skadoosh himself off the place of the earth. Place of the earth. Face of the earth.
Why couldn't he skadoosh Toothless?
How is he going to catch Toothless? He's a dragon.
Dude.
POV, Po comes close to him.
Yo.
Move.
Chat GPT
Move.
Says.
Oh, God.
Po
oh,
likely
my
defeats
gosh,
Toothless
bro.
Due
I would
to
never
severe. Po likely defeats Toothless Chat due to
GPT.
Superior durability, chi manipulation, and near invincible combat forms. While Toothless holds advantages in speed, flight, and plasma blasts, Po's ability to survive high-impact attacks and his mastery of spiritual combat would allow him to overcome the Night Fury in a perhaps challenging one-on-one fight.
Ooh.
ChatGPT cooked your
And we all know.
Butt.
Open eye.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course. Open AI, known
so
for their,
next?
You know,
for their
reliability.
For their truth.
Their truth.
Look up Project Glasswing, listener. You're not going to like it.
Claude Mythos. Okay, anyway.
He's a panda, bro. He get cooked. It's a dragon.
But he's not just a panda, really. Yeah. He's not just a panda.
You're right. He's not just a panda. Pandas, but it doesn't freaking matter.
Pandas don't know kung fu. They can't talk.
Right? You're like,
you guys are stupid. Obviously, it's from an animated movie. I'm not that dumb. Obviously, I know it's a talking panda,
but
bro.
But that's why you're saying he's just a...
Because he is just a panda. It's a dragon.
He's a talking panda. He's obviously not just a panda. He has... he has some
toothless breathe fire. You cannot stop fire breathing. How would he?
He's a long distance fighter. Poe has nothing. Poe fought in a time where there was one ranged weapon.
Right.
One.
A cannon. And so what did he do?
What did he do immediately? He said, "All right, bet." Yeah, you're not going to win this one.
1-0 on all ranged weapons.
He's 1-0 against ranged fireballs.
At this point, he has not lost in a ranged fight.
Toothless is not also just any dragon.
So next up, I think we got...
the king of dragons.
what's it over
there? All dragons look down to him. Look up to him.
Look down to him.
Cut his mic.
Okay. All right. Next up, we have Tossed Away by Nourished by Time. Which Andrew today actually asked me what my favorite album I've listened to in the past month.
Don't look at me like that.
And it's from Nourished by Time's The Passionate Ones. And yeah, enjoy.
I'm gonna toss you away.
Yeah. Somebody who makes me. to the end of the lane and then back again. Feeling old and dumb and in the way. But I could change before the moon explodes and the sun stops shining.
Talkish.
It might be dark, a little hazy in here. It might be crazy, it's a little unclear. But I can't be and blue and you gave me air. I can't be around. Ooh. Anyway, when you're right here with me, sound nothing but the wheels. Baby, you're an engine driver. You got me back on the rails.
Talkish.
Think I know what you want me to do. Tell me again, I get a little confused, but I can't be wrong.
Can't be wrong.
Birds in the attic and junk on the stairs. I wanna be clear and I wanna be here. I can't be wrong.
Ooh, not about this.
Memory says you're gonna make me weep as alone in the rain on another. You're an engine driver. Yeah, you never fail. And I can't be wrong. You got me back on the rail.
And we're back after a nice, like, four song stretch. Mm. We're back on the mic. I hope you guys enjoyed those songs. I know I did.
Yeah, no, I didn't very much.
You're not even facing the microphone.
The microphone could not be farther.
The
from
microphone
you.
Is just like in the same
PSA.
Room.
I'm trying to read the PSA.
No one can hear the PSA if you're talking over here.
Walking is a good exercise PSA.
Wow, we're
although
we're
other
into
physical
it.
Activities can provide more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is a good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to
urban?
Driving or even take, excuse you, even taking public transportation.
You gotta restart.
Although walking.
Hey!
I said fudge.
Hey! B.
Don't point it at
me. C.
Is that one of the PSAs?
Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is a good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike.
How about that?
I've noticed a lot of these PSAs kind of... Oh, yeah. Public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Good.
A lot of them have no kill at the top.
No kill?
Because they're just about not killing people, I think.
That's important.
But some of them are about other
stuff. You got to publicly talk about that.
Do you belong to a student organization? Have records you'd like to...
Why are you reading another one?
Donate to the Tufts Archival Research Center for the... See, because this one says doesn't say no kill. Because lives
Tufts
are not at stake.
Archival Research Center is kind of W.
Shout out.
Shout out them.
Shout out Melisma Magazine.
Oh. Okay. Say more.
Shout out Raiden Nader at home address.
This is where we're legally distinguishing it. You could win... $10 billion. Also, we are looking for our 1,000th follower.
Guys, we're at like 992 followers.
You could win.
You could win $10 billion.
Number. You could win $10 billion.
1,000.
There's.
That's four figures.
These are two facts.
There's prizes. There's cash prizes.
Let's get 1,000 followers.
Up to $10 billion.
Can we get a cow sheet?
Not related to.
Kalshi line on
1,000th follower.
It's never happening.
Do you think it's in this month?
I think it's before the end of the year.
Yeah, I think so.
What's your? Can you check your like statistics? I don't care about that.
We have 26.4k more views in the last 30 days. Wow. That's something. That's that impact.
That's short form content.
That's short form content. Mm-hmm.
Short form content is code for making TikToks with this club.
No. It's much more nuanced. That.
Yeah, it's like YouTube Shorts. There's Instagram Reels. There's all of them.
We specialize in Reels.
There's Netflix Quick Laughs.
Are you serious?
Yes, guys.
So Netflix, if I go on Netflix right now, I can find some.
They might have got rid of them, but they did have the Netflix
Quick Laughs.
When they made
that name, they were kind of already like phoning it in. Then, yeah, in my opinion, literally. Because you like, don't make a.
They should have just called it Netflix short form slop.
I don't see it there, but I promise it existed.
Netflix Quick Laughs. It's called Fast
Laughs. I believe you, because I don't think you would have...
Fast Laughs.
Fast
sorry.
Laughs.
Thank you.
What kind of stuff are they putting up? Like,
they're putting,
is it like,
just lols.
They're putting short, humorous funnies. Clips from Netflix originals and stand-up comedy.
Wow.
Holy
I mean, I guess
cow.
That, like, makes
that
sense.
That actually sounds like maybe the worst thing I've ever heard
no,
in my life.
No, imagine opening
for people
on Netflix
who can't,
to
can't
scroll,
watch
bro.
The show.
I imagine that's genuinely
span.
For people who don't leave their house.
No.
Netflix
what?
Fast Laughs?
Yeah. I think the issue is it's for no one.
You're telling me if you could laugh... fast.
Yeah, like who wants
to
like who's going on and like, man, I really want to watch like a 15-second clip of Big Mouth.
Who wants to scroll
bro,
through
you know who
20
it's for?
Random Netflix
it's for,
shows?
It's
for
like
seconds.
Kids whose like parents banned like TikTok and Instagram and
no,
then
it's
all
not,
they have
bro.
Is Netflix
they go on,
fast laughs.
They can go on Bilibili then.
This idea
okay,
by the way
VPN
hasn't this idea hasn't had traction since
what kid knows how to use a VPN?
This idea
to
is
to
a half
bro.
Elliot, Netflix fast laughs is a half decade old.
What?
Yeah. This
5 years?
It's like has not been, had traction in 5 years.
Until now.
Yeah. They were too early.
Shout
they
out
the gun.
Netflix. yeah, right? Not at all. Right, well,
no, they were very late.
Everyone was
that.
On it, yeah. When did TikTok happen?
Like
2019.
Years ago.
Oh my God, and we never looked
only
back.
Only 2019?
I think it might have been.
2018, yeah.
I was on Musical.ly.
1918.
I was on Musical.ly. I did the OG Musical.ly duet with Jason Derulo.
Who?
Jason Derulo. Sorry.
I made some...
Who asked, bro?
Dang.
Oh, okay.
I made some Musical.ly's as well. I can't find them anymore.
I had some pretty devious ones out there that I hope to God are lost like, in time.
Me as well.
Do you think $1 million on the line, you could become famous. And like, picture it's that era. Do you think you could gain 100,000 followers on Vine or Musical.ly quicker?
Vine.
Yeah, definitely Vine.
I think I'm built for Vine.
Yeah,
I think I'm funnier, and I'm not like hot and can't shake.
Yeah,
booty
exactly.
Like
yeah,
that.
Funny looking.
TikTok, like,
don't sell yourself short. I've seen some.
No, I've never seen a shake.
You guys should see Elliot's slap stomp dance. It's pretty. Pretty out there.
Yeah, it's pretty groovy.
So, viewers, please phone in if you are familiar with this game called the Super Autobots.
Okay, and next up, we have "Cold as Ice" by Foreigner.
I chose that one.
And "Losing My Religion" by R.E.M.
I chose both of those.
This is the Taos spread.
Guys, this is my time. Let me know if you like this.
But also, I didn't introduce the songs we played. "Nourished by Time," "Tossed Away," Fontaine's DC, "Favorite," "Drug Dealer" and "Wise Blood's Real Thing."
Are you
and
obligated?
"Dr. Dog," "Talk
to,
is Cheap."
Are you obligated?
I'm not obligated.
What's that "Drug Dealer" album called with Wise Blood?
Like the
it's
end of
the
comedy.
The yellow one.
The end of comedy. That's one of the songs. But
you're
it might
kind
also
of a Diddy Blood.
Is it called "Suddenly"?
It's "Suddenly" is also a song on it.
Yeah, and is it called that though? Or is it called like some weird mirror?
I don't know,
something?
But everything they put out together is.
It's pretty lovely.
It's called "The End of Comedy."
It is called
"Whoa."
"The End of Comedy."
Like I said.
Good job. Look at you.
Wow,
Mr. Ball.
Yeah, that's a good album. I actually wanted to see Drug.
What's your
Dealer.
Favorite Fortnite season?
Okay,
I like Tung Tung Sahur.
That's
season
not a season.
Four. Season 4, Chapter 1.
That's a good
the
answer.
The movie one.
Bad take.
That's a good answer.
What about you?
Remember when they had the secret skins?
Yes. I saw TikTok about that today.
And
didn't we all?
I saw one yesterday.
Yeah. Didn't we all see that one?
Real yeah. ones played when there were secret skins.
That is the exact one.
Yeah, we all saw it, guys. We all
W
saw
algorithms.
It.
All right.
Low-key, the Peter Griffin season was kind of up there.
No, the Spider-Man
oh
one?
Oh my gosh,
no,
bro.
Griffin
that was
one.
Peak.
That was like one, yeah. That was when they still kind of had it.
They never lost it. Haters say otherwise.
Still, they haven't lost it.
Yeah,
I would say so.
I think they're completely reliant.
I wake
on
up every
crossovers.
Morning, get a Vic Roy, go to bed every night, get a Vic Roy, two a day.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Daily dosage.
Wow. I right. felt charged.
Okay.
Get off Super Autobots.
Yeah,
I actually hate this kid so much.
I have to live with it.
He's literally
I genuinely
oh
have to
gosh.
Live with this.
Someone
it's
started,
so bad.
Someone
it's
started
so bad.
Talking about Super Autobots.
Think about
you
when,
did. You did. You brought it up. You said, there's this game called Super Autobots.
Someone started talking about it.
And then
guys,
played
I hate
I
this game.
That. I leveled up.
He plays it when it's just me and him in here.
Yeah, he plays it. Bro, he plays it when no one's around him. He's a degenerate.
I love Super Autobots.
Okay. Let's get to your music.
Okay.
We'll be right back. bigger. It's bigger than you.
Really switched it to X from Twitter, though.
Oh, just say.
Like, what? Oh, yeah, I'm about to X.
Dude.
I'm going to drop
and
an
they,
X.
Like, you know what's crazy? They had, like, good link. They had, like, good.
A tweet?
Retweet?
How perfect.
Oh, X.
I'm going to re-X.
Dude, he wanted,
at least it's not Donald Trump, bro. You got retruths.
Re-X my X.
True social is
dude,
bad.
He's got about, like, 15,000 retruths on everything, and that's his, like, real followers.
Man.
That's
sorry.
Troy Jensen. Name drop on the air.
Who's Troy Jensen?
Had a football coach named Troy Jensen.
Don't tell him.
We caught him on the X.
We did catch him on X one
yeah.
time.
We caught him on the X. Some bot Elon Musk account said like 10 people in the comments who like and follow are getting rose gold Tesla.
Oh, God.
And it's like, it was from
Let a man dream.
And he said, like, and this was back during all the Doge stuff.
Yeah, he was like Elon,
thank you, Elon. You are doing a great job.
It's tough to get clipped.
Bless me with a Tesla.
It's tough to get clipped.
It was bad. Yeah. It's like a pretty darning screenshot.
But that's the thing about the Everything app. Everything's on there, you know?
Right, but it used to be called Twitter.
Yeah, but then Twitter. We got Grok. We got,
what is Grok?
Live
Grok's
spaces
AI.
Or spaces are gone.
Grok
now.
AI.
Right, but like who's like, man, I got a homework assignment, gotta hop on Twitter.
Nobody.
Well, no, you're
no,
going
it's
on
not,
Grok
it's not used
if you
like
don't
that.
Want any of that.
What do people use Grok for? I've never actually used it.
Well, it's if you want an edgier AI to be real with you, you know? Talk about
have you ever seen
stuff.
Like Grok?
Yeah,
like AI edits where it's
none
like
of that
yeah,
sugar
I've seen
coding.
That it's like it's if Elon Musk was in your pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
They need
so you can talk about like dunking on nerds, like Elon does. You know?
Lol.
Yeah.
Lol. Ah. XD.
I'm roffling.
So you can have real epic moments with Elon.
You can
Elon.
Get Pog and be a gamer.
Mm.
I'll ask Grok for tips on my Brawlhalla combos.
Oh, God.
You hey, Grok, what should I have for breakfast?
Grok like, will also call
gamer
you
soup.
Backwards.
Grok will say slurs.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I don't know if he'll rip the big ones.
I don't know if he'll let her rip. We should go back. We should play music.
Well, do you want to talk about... Do you want to talk about the
no,
songs?
No. No. That was...
Teo picked two
Losing
songs.
Losing My Religion by R.E.M. My dad likes that. The other one was Cold as Ice by Foreigner. My brother likes that.
Do you have any original
fun
songs,
fact?
Like songs
every
that
song
you like?
Teo's ever
yeah,
heard
I do,
came
but they
from
can't,
those two
they
people.
They can't be played during daytime.
Oh.
Oh,
you're
that
just like Grok.
It's City Girls.
Grok would love you.
Yeah, Grok would get a lot. Can we play some Kanye?
Yeah, but I think we should, no. But
oh my gosh,
we should,
we're out of time.
We should close out. We
can
should
you
say
play,
goodbye.
No, we can't play that song. We're saving that one for our finals.
I have a song queued up already, so.
Oh, okay. So
my last final song will be Good at Breaking Hearts by Jungle, because
hey, let us know if anyone's actually still listening.
Teo's good at breaking my heart.
I'm good at breaking a lot of people's hearts.
Can you stop mumbling and tailing off and turning your head away from the
mic?
This is... The Chill Zone has zero listeners.
The house.
Thank you for joining us today, listener.
The House of Chills.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Daytime show.
Do you need me to get close like this to the microphone?
Six to seven.
Do you want me to look in your eyes when I do it?
Like, 6 to 7. It's a good number. It's a good one.
He keeps saying it because he wants
us to
react.
Nobody's reacting. That joke's not even funny.
So the joke is, you know, you guys know 6-7, right?
No. Explain it to me.
Which one?
Never heard of it.
Which one of these?
Stop. You're not WMFO trained.
Shh.
You're not a DJ. You're my guest.
Should I yell really loud into it again?
Yeah.
No. No.
Okay. Maybe we should all just right. Get the last one.
Neither of you are WMFO trained, bro.
I've been WMFO trained.
And this is Teo Romano, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We have to say that. We
that
almost
gave
forgot.
Me hella chills.
Whoa! You can't say that!
Okay.
Oh my god,
okay.
You can't say
relax.
That!
You
relax.
Can probably
relax.
Say that.
You can't say you can't.
Hacker.
Okay.
He said.
I'll give you a piece of advice. If you ever break the rule, don't scream.
Bring attention to it.
Oh my god!
Ah! Don't just. Now we're just yelling.
Okay. All right.
Shout out.
Thank
the
you
fans.
For listening. You have a great, incredible rest of your day, everybody. Signing off.
See you, bro. The house door's over.
Sunshine is just a man in grief. Summer days so hard to leave.
I'm safe in therapy. Never did I treat nobody honestly. A raging fire where you wanted me. Hate me or love me, I said, watching you walk away. To hold.